something's blowing up right out the garage.
Really? Probably in the middle of something really important, too.
Yeah, me and my grandson working on his car.
Well, that's cool. Okay, let me get this.
All right, so whenever you're ready.
Recording in progress.
You're on.
All right, we call to order the Grantsville City Board of Adjustment meeting held at 7 p.m. February 28th, 2024. Do a roll call. Wayne Sandberg.
Mike Worthington.
Rick Storr.
All right, so we've got three, so we have a quorum to do this. The first thing on the agenda is consideration to approve the variance request to Grantsville Land Use Code 15.1 of minimum yard setback requirements for Jim and Anita Keats, located at 411 East Spruce Lane.
Rick, have you had a chance to look through any of this yet?
I have not.
So, we can show up on here. Mike and I have both been looking at things already. And
here, I'm going to give you my copy. I've seen this stuff, so there's the, and there's a couple pages there.
Both things that we are looking at today, we've set the precedents already. So what we have is, the city has an ordinance upon a corner lot. You have 40-foot setbacks on both sides.
Yeah.
And they're in the process of changing it back to where you can have 30 on the side. And we've already passed some, so we've set the precedence with this. So you can have whatever your house faces has to be 40, but the side can be 30. And the ordinance hasn't been changed yet.
So we just have to do it again.
Yeah, so we just have to have a motion on it and everything to approve the side yard setback.
May I suggest
35 feet, right?
Yeah. So that's what they need is 35 feet. We've done them to where they're 30 feet, but they only need 39. So
we've done this before.
May I recommend we ask Mr. Keats to come up and earn his conditional use permit.
So the question I have is, obviously my calculations were based on my understanding of the layout of my lot, and what we're doing is calculation as far as the square footage and the expansions related to the garage, which is widened by 1 foot. But so my question is, I'm asking for 5. You said there's precedent set at.
I was going to make a motion that we approve it for 30.
Okay.
Just so there's a little bit of wiggle room, so we're not sitting right on a property line, and where we've set the precedence at 30 already. That gives a little bit of space to
make sense. Yeah.
So
if I'm off by a
foot, if my satellite that I'm using that day is a few inches off.
Yeah, I mean, we've done this before. I don't see a problem with this.
Yeah. So does anyone want to make a motion to approve the setback?
I'll make a motion that we approve the setback for 30 foot.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That was hard.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. And we'll go to the next one.
All right. The next thing on the agenda is consideration to approve the variance request to land use, same one, code 15.1 for maximum building coverage for Braden Gamble, located at 597 Chand Drive. And so on this one, what they have is this one here.
They're back front to back.
So right here, and we've ran into this one. He wants to do a garage, and all the setbacks are met. He's meeting the setbacks, but on lot sizes, the city has an ordinance that only so much of the lot can be covered by living or building space. And so with the garage that he's doing, it's 400 square foot bigger, so there's more of his lot being covered with space, and this is one we've already dealt with also and approved. Where there's no encroachment on setbacks at all, and it's just a matter of more of his lot having a building on it, especially where it's 400 square feet.
looks like he's got a decent sized lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And with the ordinance, the
just square footage of coverage, then.
Yeah, coverage of the lot. I make a motion that we approve this building to go in 400 square foot.
I'll second.
I got a motion here. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, he's a piece of.
Didn't make him get up and say anything?
So.
They don't want to.
Who hasn't made a motion yet? You want to make a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion. We go home.
I second that.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Thank you for coming, Rick. Thanks again.
Yeah, I'm sorry I wasn't here.
No, it was awesome to get you.
I got with helping the grandson about 4 o'clock out of the garage, and it turned into a lot more.
What are you working on?
He got a Corvette for his birthday, and we're putting some new rubber on it.
Wow.
All the door gaskets and everything. Yep. It's a 95, and they're kind of rotten.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty upset. He bought cheap ones, and they didn't fit. So.
Where did he buy them?
Online is all I know. He decided he won't do that and he'll spend a little more money next time because he's doing it now.
OEM looks like from 7 to 11:30 at night.
Thank you for grabbing the camera.
A project, man.
How's my.
Hey, we will send you.
I got my dirty garage shoes on. So I figured I'd get down here and get you guys going.
I'm sure when I have my permit and everything.
That works.
Thank you.
Recording stopped.